Let us get to Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
The UConn women only won by about 40 points last night.
25.
They beat Quinnipiac. Two Connecticut schools squaring off.
Yeah, they won by 25. Yeah. I guess they played with three people in the second half, maybe.
Maybe their hands tied behind their backs. Hey, so what's the trade between the Indianapolis Colts and the Jets that Colin Cowherd is saying that the Jets really made a mistake?
The Jets traded up to get the third pick, and they gave away their first-round pick and a couple other picks. So I think the Jets have a first-round pick, and then they don't have another one until like the sixth or the seventh. So they gave away a lot to move up, but they wanted to get a player, and where they were sitting at, they thought that they weren't going to be able to get that player, whoever it is. So they had to move up to get him, and they did, and that's that.
All right. And, of course, when the UConn women's win, for the 25th year in a row, they've made it into the quarterfinals.
Yeah, here's another thing about that now. Not about the women, but about the men. The knucklehead media, and I'm being nice by calling them knuckleheads, they think now that it's time to reseed when you get to the semis, to the Sweet 16. Why?
Why?
If you're upset, I mean, so what? I mean, you're reseeding yourself anyway, because the highest remaining seed is playing the lowest remaining seed. So what's the problem with it?
There is no problem. That's stupid.
Welcome to the NCAA. They are stupid.
Reseed. You're. It's like in cards. You're dealt your hand. What?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
If you manage to bluff your way through and win the championship, and you're a mediocre card player, and you beat an excellent card player, the excellent card player doesn't say that the seeding's wrong. If you're beat, you're beat.
It's the luck. It's the luck of the tournament. If you're going to do this, then what you should do in the first round is put, how many teams they have in it now, 87? I don't know. You put all the names in a hat and you pull two out and say, okay, well, Team A's playing Team B. Next, Team C's. What else do you want to do here? It's been the way it's been forever. Now all of a sudden, because of a couple of fake high-ranked teams get knocked out, it's the end of the world?
Yeah. Stupid.
Why?
It's
What's
stupid.
The problem with it?
There's no problem with it. Once
no,
again,
it's just people being dumb. Yeah. People being dumb. Reseed the Sweet 16.
Stupid.
I don't get it. I don't get it. As long as you run consistently with the highest seed playing the lowest seed or whatever is in your bracket, you just go with it. That's the way it's been drawn. That's the way it plays out. If a 16 seed beats a 1, God bless the 16 seed, and they move on to play, and the 1 goes home, and the 16 plays whoever they're supposed to play in that bracket. Why should anything change?
Shouldn't. It's stupid.
Why should anything change?
Shouldn't. It's stupid.
I mean, so what are you going to do? You're going to keep trying to penalize these low-ranked teams? Come on. Give me a break.
Yeah, it's stupid. Another stupid thing. The Yankees and the Red Sox are going to play in London in 2019.
Yeah, that's really
great,
ain't it?
Stupid. Would you really think the people in London give a hoot about the Yankee and the Red Sox rivalry?
No, people are going to go because it's an event.
That's it. It's not the Yankees and the Red Sox.
You could have Mick Jagger throwing tomatoes at Bono, and people are going to go see it because it's an event. They couldn't care less. It's just like if Manchester United was playing some other good soccer team that I have no knowledge of in Omaha, Nebraska. People are going to go because it's an event,
yeah,
not because of the sport. It's dumb. Why would the Yankees? I don't get it.
Like I said, I'm tired of the Yankee-Red Sox rivalry already, and they haven't even started playing this year.
I could already see the headlines now of whichever team is not having a good season that year, that this trip to London is really disrupting our team.
No,
I can
really
see it now.
You know
that's going to be a story. You don't have to be Nostradamus to figure that one out.
It's just another stupid thing in sports. Hey, so where do you want to go in sports?
Well, exactly. So why don't they have the Masters in Bombay, India, 1 year? Why don't they just go there and play the Masters 1 year?
Yeah, it's stupid.
It's dumb. Yeah.
So where else do you want to go in sports this morning?
The world of dumbness.
I know. They take a good thing and they ruin it. That's all. You know, the Yankees and the Red Sox, even when they're terrible, could be fun to watch if they played maybe 8 games a year. But what do they play? I mean, it's,
well, they can't play 8 games a year. The reason is because they're in the division rivals, yeah. And you have to play whether it's the Red Sox or the Rays or the Orioles or the Jays. You all play that team the same amount in your division, and that's what it is. So the reason why it's this way is because they don't they don't want to spend the fuel to fly teams cross country anymore as like they used to. Who cares? These guys are making so much money, the planes are going anyway. Stick them on a plane and let them go.
And you know what? Attendance at ballparks would pick up because you get to see teams you don't normally get to see.
There you go. I mean, if the Yankees go to play the Angels and they play the Mariners and they play all those West Coast teams, you're going to draw people because it's the Yankees and you don't get to see them as much. So instead of playing the Tampa Bay Rays 28 times this year, play them 21 and put on another 3 games home and away against the West Coast teams.
Yeah, it's just
a simple solution.
Yeah, and add a few more interleague games, too, between the National League and the NBA. You know,
I'm not an interleague guy. I think it takes away from the sanctity of the World Series, unknown of each division playing each other. I'm a baseball purist when it comes to that. But play the teams you're supposed to play. You don't play the Red Sox or the Rays or the Orioles 24 times a year. That's a lot. That's crazy.
All
and
right.
Not only that, a lot of them play each other in spring training, too. So,
all right. What else is up? Anything else?
Yeah, the Mets got shut out again in spring training. That's pretty sad, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and how about, whatchamacallit? I don't know if this is, because I don't follow the Dodgers that closely. Their third baseman broke his...
Justin Turner broke his wrist. He's a catalyst for that lineup. That's going to hurt them. He's going to be out for, I think, at least 2 months. So he won't be back until probably, I would say, July. That's going to hurt their lineup a bit, definitely. He's a long ball threat. He's a run producer. So actually, there is no timetable for his return, so they don't know how long he's going to be out. But that's definitely going to hurt their lineup.
And, and in baseball, boy, how important is the wrist?
Oh, yeah. Your hands, your fingers, your wrist are everything.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was... On another note, my cousin's son is a freshman playing for Fairleigh Dickinson.
I saw
that.
And
he got player of the week in the Northeast Conference, and he was right now fifth in hitting in Division I in the country. He got hit by a pitch last weekend playing Delaware.
Yeah.
Played the entire week. He went 5-for-7 in a doubleheader Sunday and 4-for-8 on Saturday. The kid's hitting the hell out of the ball. He wakes up yesterday, his hand swollen, gets an x-ray. He's been playing the whole week with a broken hand.
Unbelievable.
He's hitting the ball like crazy.
I saw your post, yeah.
Yeah, your hands are important.
All right, hey, we'll check with you tomorrow. I want to find out about the forecast coming up.
It's going to snow.
Okay, goodbye. Mike Cozzi, playing meteorologist this morning here on The Breakfast Club.